If you like to talk to tomatoes,
if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Excuse me. Have we got a show for you?
Oh, hi, kids. Larry the Cucumber here. What do you think of this one? Hey, better, better. Hey, better, better. Cool? Howdy, folks. Home on the range. Doggy, doggy, doggy. Yeah. 11 score in 14 years ago. Oh, it's no use. Nothing's working. I look terrible.
Hey, Larry. What you doing?
Oh, hi, Petunia. Bob's getting the next show ready and I'm just trying to find my look.
Your look?
Yeah, my look. Look. See? I can't find my look. Unless you count looking goofy as a look.
What? Oh, you don't look goofy. You look like you in a fedora. You look nice. Besides,
hats. I love hats. Nice hat.
You think? Nope, not working. At least this covers my face.
Greetings, ladies.
Hi, QWERTY. Wow, you can talk?
I love your new voice chip, QWERTY.
It's nothing, really. Just something I picked up with my latest operating system. You like it?
Oh, yes. It's very sophisticated.
You're just saying that.
QWERTY, do you have a message for us?
Affirmative. Lauren Thomas of Garden Grove, California.
Hi, Petunia. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Lauren.
Can you guys help me with my question?
We'll sure try.
Well, it's just that I got these braces, and I have glasses, and sometimes I don't feel very good about myself. Can you guys help me?
You know, Lauren, I think we may have a couple of stories that may help both you and Larry.
You need help too, Larry?
Boy, do I ever. What do you think about this one, Lauren?
Do you have a beret?
You see?
Okay, I think Bob has those stories ready now.
Roll film!
And now, the story of Snoodlerella. Not far from the place where Snoodleberg sits, past Gilda Manjoo, where the Foo River splits, if you travel by boat through the Valley of Goot, lies another small town at the end of your route. It's the village of Snoostein, where most people say if you visit there once, you're likely to stay. The Snoodles are friendly, the weather is pleasant, and if it's your birthday, they'll give you a present.
Snoodle birthday to you!
Thank you.
And like most tales you hear, with a happy beginning that end on a note with you once again grinning, the middle may be a bit wistful and bleak for one Snoodle in Snoostein, of whom we'll now speak. There once lived a step Snoodle, so pompous and vain, she had no acceptance for anything plain. It's not a long story, this poetic novella, starring one of her daughters, who's named Snoodlerella.
child, I won't have that hairdo and pitiful dress. Any daughter of mine should be clad to impress. Straighten your glasses. Fix that thing on your head. Just look at your sisters,
the step snoodle said.
If you're to attend tonight's grand snoodle ball, which the king himself hosts on this first day of fall, I insist, for the sake of our good family name, you revise your appearance.
Which is totally lame.
Poor Snoodlerella, with her glasses and braces, uncontrollable hair and cumbersome graces.
I wish I were pretty,
she said, feeling blue.
But I'll never look like my two sisters do.
Totally true.
Regardless,
she bellowed, and in turn the house shook.
There's got to be something we can do with your looks. I've hired a berry of keen expertise who employs woodland creatures with cosmetic degrees. Now go to your room,
she said, quite severe.
And wait there until they all arrive here.
So poor Snoodlerella went off to her room, feeling ugly and lonely and sad, I presume.
Do you think I'm pretty?
She asked her stuffed bear.
I want to be pretty. It just isn't fair. I want to be noticed,
she told her plush dove.
I want to be treasured and cherished and loved.
But she didn't feel pretty. And tired of trying, she laid down in bed and just started crying. She wept on her pillow an hour or more, till by and by came a soft knock on her door.
Hello?
Asked the woman, or should I say Barry, in a voice that was kind and gentle and merry.
Are you Snoodlerella?
Though she knew it was her.
I am your godmother. Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
My step snoodle told me,
she said with self-pity,
that you and your ducks will make me look pretty.
Absolutely we will.
And the ducks added,
climb up in this chair, close your eyes, and sit back.
First came the styling. With skill and with ease, those ducks and godmother brought her hair to its knees. And then came the facial, with yogurt and cactus. Oh, this fashion team had plenty of practice. Next came the makeup, the finest cosmetics. No doubt that these ducks have fine-tuned aesthetics. And finally, wardrobe. The clothes make the girl. Most experts agree in the high fashion world. And when they had finished, most girls know the feeling, full dramatic effect requires revealing.
Is that me?
She asked them.
I look really different,
she said as she wondered where the other girl went. Where was that snoodle with glasses and braces, uncontrollable hair and cumbersome graces?
Time's up!
Step Snoodle yelled as she barged in the room.
Our carriage is here. About done, I presume?
Then she let out a scream, as loud as she could, and declared with a gasp,
She looks pretty good,
but of course.
Well,
her godmother added, as she packed up her gear,
my work only lasts until midnight, my dear. Once the cuckoo strikes 12, no matter the place, you'll return to your old clothes, hairstyle, and face.
With that, Snoodlerella, her step snoodle and all, climbed into the carriage and rode off to the ball. And what a ball it was! The whole town came to dance.
Ooh,
Would you happen to know the Roomba by chance?
I'm not sure I do, but I'll give it a try,
she replied to the knight, though a little bit shy. So onto the dance floor, Snoodlerella and Knight went stepping and swaying to her sister's delight.
What? We're standing here. Hello?
Good evening, ladies. I'll go get some punch.
She polka'd and twisted, and tangoed and sambaed. She waltzed and she two-stepped, and shimmied and salsaed. She hula'd and limboed and conga'd and shuffled. She jived and she square-danced, and cha-cha'd and hustled. With all that exertion, she needed some punch. A girl can get thirsty from dancing so much.
Hi!
Hello again, ladies. I have an early morning meeting. Good evening.
Alone at the punch bowl, she grabbed a cool drink. As she sipped from her cup, she started to think.
I guess looking different can cause quite a stir. Am I beautiful? Really?
She asked, still not sure.
I still don't feel pretty.
Then the clock chimed above.
I still don't feel cherished or nurtured or loved.
Again, there she stood, with glasses and braces, uncontrollable hair and cumbersome graces. So back to herself in that hall, all alone, she set down her cup and turned to go home.
Excuse me, young lady,
the voice asked.
If I might, with permission, of course, have the last dance tonight?
With me?
She asked, startled, as she turned to the voice.
You must be mistaken. I'm an awfully poor choice.
Who told you you're awful?
He asked.
How do you know?
Can't you see for yourself? The whole world tells me so.
Then onto the dance floor walked the king, as he said.
Would you like to, my child, hear what I think instead?
Then the hall filled with music. As the king took her hand, she asked,
Your Majesty? Please, I don't understand.
I think you're beautiful,
the king said as he smiled.
I treasure you deeply. You're lovely, my child. I think you're beautiful. Your hair and your braces, your glasses and clothes, your cumbersome graces, and many more traits, which I could speak of. There's nothing about you I don't truly love. You're kind and you're honest. You're funny and smart. You're really quite charming. You have a good heart.
Your Majesty?
She asked as a tear came in view.
I'd like to believe you. Is that really true?
Of course it is true. Every word that I say. Daughter, I am the king, and I made you that way. I delight in your beauty. You're wonderfully made. I knew you before Earth's foundation was laid. You're precious to me, every hair on your head. Daughter, hear and believe.
The Snoodle King said. Then the music grew soft and came to an end when the cuckoos above struck 12 once again. She smiled as she stood in that hall all alone.
I'm beautiful,
she said, and turned to go home. Now to end on a note, with you once again grinning from this lyrical tale with a happy beginning, whose middle was wistful and sad to recall, you must hear what happened ever after the ball. If ever Step Snoodle or her two sisters groused about the style of her hair or an ill-fitting blouse, Snoodlerella, she'd shrug and remember one thing, that one special night when she danced with the king.
Next up on Veggie Shopping Network, pants.
Welcome, viewers. What comes next? A pair of pants with stripes or checks? Dig in your wallet, dump out your purse. Who'll be the one to buy the first pair?
You can wear them if you're big. You can wear them if you're small. They're pants if you're short and shorts if you're tall. You can wear them in the spring. You can wear them in the fall. They're pants if you're short and shorts if you're tall.
Sold 5 so far. Down to 20.
Look what you get for a little bit of money. Down to your feet and up to your tummy. We'll throw in a set of Ginsu knives. A pair of pants could change your life. One easy payment, $9.95. See the tag on the back, one size fits all.
Pair of pants if you're short.
And shorts if you're tall. You can wear them to the farm, you can wear them to the mall.
Pair of pants if you're short.
And shorts if you're tall.
16 more, we're down to 4.
You can't buy these in any store. They're just like your granddaddy wore. Have 6 legs, less than a squid. It's a verb for a dog and a noun for a kid. With a pair of pants, you're not alone. You can dance with your pants till the cows come home. This pair of pants will win your heart.
We accept most credit cards.
A stretchy waist elastic band makes these your buffet-eating pants.
Trousers, slacks, or corduroys. Pants bestow a special joy. As seen on the screen of your TV, these pants can hide unsightly knees.
This pair is made of high-grade vinyl.
Don't hesitate, all sales are final.
To summarize, you might recall their pants if you're short and short.
If you're
tall.
4, 3, 2, 1. Going, 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 done.
We're out of pants, we gotta run.
Pants. You've got some skinny legs.
Pants.
Most fair.
So pretty but sour, it's Queen Blueberry. Maintaining her beauty has become the duty of Queen Blueberry. She'll wear anything with an essence of bling to disguise. She's no longer 19. Her attitude spites her, for deep down inside her it seems she's not fit for a queen.
Come one, come all, to the Most Fair Fair, the yearly fair here in the Kingdom of Most Fair. Tomorrow, the most beautiful in the kingdom will be named.
How much you want to bet it's the queen? Again.
Assistance! Assistance!
I'm here, Your Majesty.
Grab a rope, Eddie!
This headdress is squishing my head!
Then why wear it?
Because it looks spectacular! Can you move it a little to the left? Oh! I need more concealer, no?
Queen!
Oh!
She yearns for true beauty, but the mirror's refusing to show her what she wants to see. That earth crashing sound means her castle is bound to break into pieces tonight. If the queen doesn't change soon, then Most Fair is doomed, and we'll all have to bid you good night.
Ow.
Prince Larry, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I can't say the same for the castle.
What a shame. It was a lovely hat.
Queen Blueberry, don't you think this is a bit much, just to look beautiful?
I must be named the most beautiful in the kingdom tomorrow as the most fair fair, according to my Granberry's beauty decree.
If I may say so, my queen, you do hold the power to change the decree.
And why would I need to change the decree? Am I not the most beautiful?
You're amazing.
Oh, you're made of puppies and rainbows.
Besides, my Granberry would never have passed the beauty decree if appearance was not the most important thing in the kingdom! Oh, Granberry, what am I to do? I must be the most beautiful! The key to beauty?
Queen Blueberry, I don't know if you should touch that.
Oh!
You rang?
Ah! The mirror speaks!
Must be from Sharper Image.
I am at your service. Ask me anything, Queen. Anything.
Am I the most beautiful in the kingdom of Most Fair?
Why, if by beauty you mean the most decorated or wearing the finest clothes, then yes, you are. But if true beauty is what you seek, then your answer is Sweet Pea Beauty.
Sweet Pea Beauty?
Sweet Pea! Oh, Sweet Pea Beauty!
But no one told the queen amidst the forest fields of green that Blueberry son Prince Larry called Miss Sweet Pea his best friend. Over yonder hills of gold...
You said friend.
Yes, it rhymes with queen and green. Minstrel songs are supposed to rhyme.
But friend isn't a word.
I was going to say spleen, but that would have taken the song in a whole different direction.
Sweet Pea, sorry I'm late. I almost got crushed by a falling headdress. Again.
Isn't it the most gorgeous day?
If you don't mind the mud. That was quite a rainstorm last night.
But if it never rained, we couldn't make mud castles.
You're so odd and awesome all at the same time.
Can you hear the bees so pleasing with this buzzing in my ears? And though the skunk scent is repelling, we've been loyal friends for years. And if I'd never peeled an onion, I wouldn't value all my tears. There's so much more here to explore.
So much good in everything.
It's God who sees the beauty in everything. I just choose to agree with him. My father taught me that God gave everything a purpose, but we can only see it if we look deeper than the way something or someone looks on the outside. Look here. Underneath the soil, worms crawling make the flowers smell so sweet. And the muddy is the way to cool my feet. What I thought were imperfections make a world God calls complete. There's so much more here to adore here. It's more beautiful.
It's kind of
it's more wonderful.
It does seem wonderful.
Like each discovery seems much better.
Just
it's so captivating to see what my Creator
does
sees. His love for me makes this whole world more beautiful.
So beautiful.
And I'm an eyes. God whispers, you're beautiful.
Nothing like getting close to nature.
Come with me. I want to show you a book my father and I have been reading.
I smell like a wet dog.
There, there, Queen Blueberry. It's nothing that can't be fixed.
Can't be fixed? I am no longer the most beautiful in the kingdom. That means someone else is going to be queen.
Not necessarily.
What? What?
By the way, your mascara is running.
Ah! Scallions! Leave me!
But, Your Majesty, I don't think you should trust this mirror.
Away! I do not want you to see me like this.
As you wish.
Oh, mirror, this is terrible news.
So what if there's one girl prettier than you? It's easy to banish one girl.
Really?
I do it every few decades.
But you just sprang to life.
Ah, so you don't know your history. I have helped your grandmother and your mother. Let me help you. You will once again be the most fair of all.
Oh, but how?
Try my special espresso. It's a secret recipe that brings out the best in you.
What do you mean?
Whatever is inside your heart is how you will finally look on the outside.
Oh, my heart is so pretty. Tastes funny. Ah, yes. This sweet pea shall be banished. What's so funny?
I'll tell you later.
Father!
Howdy, sweet pea. Prince Larry, could you give me a hand moving a chunk of the castle?
Man, this place keeps falling apart.
Somebody's gotta start taking care of it, instead of just worrying about her looks.
Daddy?
What's wrong with trying to look fabulous? It's a royal family tradition.
I'll get that book I wanted to show you.
Oops.
Here it is, in Proverbs. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised.
What does that mean?
It means there are more important things than how you look on the outside.
In other words, how beautiful is your heart?
I thought hearts were all squishy and lumpy.
The inside of your heart. Yeesh.
It just seems to me that since God made us, his definition of beautiful is the one that's really true. And you have a salad on your head.
Look, she befriends the prince.
Oh, you have hands. When did you grow hands?
I always had hands. You just didn't notice.
I think I'd notice a mirror with hands.
You're missing the point. Sweet Pea is attempting to trick her way into your kingdom through your son.
Yes, she is. And we will banish her.
You get more beautiful every day.
So, how do you banish someone?
And so, the queen gave ear to evil words.
Evil words.
And that is where this tale gets worse.
So much worse.
Oh, sweet pea is our hero.
We love you, baby.
She's going to get chased over that hill.
I am?
Just giving you a head start. Scram, kid.
She banished, our lovely sweet pea banished. She has done nothing wrong. As we shall be telling the song, the queen is jealous.
Nothing new.
But threatened by this ingenue, there's nothing desperate she won't do. So sweet pea's gone. However.
There's a however?
There's always a however in princess stories.
However. Little did the scallions know that high towers aren't enough to hold the kindness of a godly girl whose heart alone could change the world. However...
Another however?
She's banished, our lovely sweet pea banished, though she escaped unharmed. The scallion sounded the alarm. The queen has made a solemn vow to rid herself of sweetie now. No pretty girls will be allowed.
And stay out!
Now that sweet pea's gone.
You fellas really don't understand the concept of personal space.
Personal space!
Oh, hello, Gaspard. I can't swim right now. I'm very sad. Because the Queen's guards banished me from the kingdom, and I don't understand why. I've never done anything to her. And now I'm lost, deeper into the forest than I've ever been before. What will I eat? Where will I sleep? Oh, I suppose I'll sleep here. Thanks, Gaspard. Hello? Is anyone home? Oh, dinner! Oh, this bowl is too hot. This bowl is too cold. And this bowl is just... ew, cleaning the laundry? Oh, now that's more like it.
Get off my mattress, crazy trespasser!
What? A pee under the mattress. No wonder I couldn't sleep.
Not a pee, intruder. Seven peas. I am Greeny, and this is Gordy, Gravy, Goober.
How do?
Gopher, Gusto, and Unbrilliant. I can fit an acorn in my belly button. We are the seven snow peas.
Why, you're adorable.
We know. Our adorableness is why we were banished.
That queen does not like anything distracting people from her beauty.
Something's wrong with Most Fair. Every generation, the royal family starts out okay, but then they start banishing the beautiful people.
They go banishing crazy.
It's like a hobby.
And that's when the kingdom starts falling apart.
If only we weren't so adorable. Oh, the humanity.
I blame the bouncing. When we bounce, it's so cute, you could kick yourself.
Well, thank goodness I found you. Do you have anything I could eat?
No, but there's an apple tree down by the castle wall. Who's up for a hike?
Wait a second. You know how to get back to Most Fair?
Of course, but we're not allowed inside. We are banished.
It's like a hobby.
Icar!
But there are eight of us. That's more than the Queen's guards.
Gopher, why didn't you think of that?
Your Majesty! Your Majesty, please!
Ah! You're interrupting my beauty sleep.
Ah!
What news do you bring of Sweet Pea?
She escaped far into the forest.
Escaped? Will she be able to return?
We can't be certain.
What? Away with you all.
But Your Majesty.
Away!
Something not quite right about that mirror.
What do we do?
To the archives.
You will never be at peace as long as you know she is out there, more beautiful than you.
But what can I do?
I'm afraid Sweet Pea will return.
And where do I banish her then? She makes friends in every corner of the world. She has won the heart of my only son.
Then you do not banish her. You finish her.
What do you mean?
This special hot apple cider will cause Sweet Pea to sleep forever.
Where did you get that?
Family recipe. Trust me, one sip and she's asleep. And if she never awakens, she can never rule.
But she would never know another sunrise. She would never know love.
But if she becomes queen, it is you who she will banish.
I never thought of that. Talk about ungrateful.
Your Majesty, we've captured trespassers.
What? Who is it?
It's Sweet Pea and those adorable jumping beans that were banished years ago.
Beans? Please, we are peas. Do I look like a Lego?
They're so cute, I could kick myself. Should I throw them in the dungeon?
Guards, let them go.
What?
What? All is forgiven. I shall make amends by hosting a dinner in Sweet Pea's honor.
I have to say, this plan worked better than I expected.
We're free! We're back in Most Fair!
Dinner it is, Your Majesty.
tonight, we shall end this. You laugh at very strange moments.
Forsaking sweet pea forever, the queen took a villainous stand. For no one remained who knew of this scheme could warn the prince of her plan.
Except us.
Oh, yeah. We know about it, don't we? Let's go get the prince.
Oh, sorry I'm so sleepy. It must be this big turkey dinner. I think I'll go to bed. Nonsense. Here, let us welcome you back to Most Fair with a toast. I always burn toast. A drink. Some hot apple cider to relax you. You want to be well rested for the announcement at the Most Fair Fair. What is that thing? Oh, don't let his looks fool you. That's Gaspard. He always helps me when I'm in danger. There's no danger here, buddy. So, what announcement? Why, the announcement of who in the kingdom is the most beautiful. It happens once a year, and it happens tomorrow. Oh, I don't care about that sort of thing. You don't? No. God made us each beautiful in a special, unique way. Why would we think one of us is better than the others? You think I am as beautiful as you? It's what's on the inside that counts. I mean, let me be honest. I haven't agreed with your decisions recently, but there must be much good in you, for you raised such a kind and generous son. He is remarkably like myself. And you showed my father such kindness by hiring him when he could not find work. I am awesome that way.
Stay focused. Don't let her change your mind.
So I choose to trust that you have a good heart. You... what? God says that outward beauty will not last, but beauty on the inside is what truly matters.
Don't listen to her.
That's far more important than how you look, don't you think? Why, now that you mention it, I... And you welcomed me back into the kingdom, didn't you? For that, I salute you. Oh, sweet pea! To the queen, the most fair of all. Sweet pea!
We did it!
What have I done?
Now the crown will be mine!
Why do you care about the crown?
That's been his plan all along!
My advisors!
Something about that mirror didn't set right, Your Majesty, so we checked the kingdom's history and uncovered an interesting fact. The mirror has been after the crown since the days of your grandberry. He tricked her into signing the beauty decree, knowing one day he could overthrow the monarchy.
What? Then why were you helping me?
I wasn't helping you, Queen Blueberry. Or should I say, Lady Blueberry?
What? I am still queen.
But you are no longer the most beautiful.
What?
And thanks to you, the only other who could possibly have taken the crown is out of the picture.
Sweet pea.
And now I will rule. So hand over that crown.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Or sing about it.
Prince Larry.
Son.
Minstrel.
You didn't deceive us all. Some of us know what true beauty is. So step aside, mirror. You will not take the crown.
Just watch me. The crown!
Sweet pea!
Son!
Minstrels!
Action scene! La la! La 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 la! La ta ta ta! Yip 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 yip!
You're destroying the castle!
A crumbling castle is much better for throwing!
Whoa! You almost hit me!
That's the idea!
As Great Prince Larry ducked in fear, one detail became cloudy clear.
The princely and the nobleman
kind of had a plan.
What was he thinking?
What was he thinking?
They're right. I need a plan. If only I had some way to dodge these rocks. I wish I were more bouncy.
Did someone say bouncy?
La la.
Bouncy. That is so cute.
Larry, be careful. I don't want you to get hurt.
I won't get hurt, Mom.
Incoming!
Ow.
But I do want you to stop him from getting that crown.
You might as well give up, Mirror, or you're never gonna reach that crown.
Don't anybody move. Face it, Blueberry. You will never be as beautiful as Sweet Pea as long as she lives.
Mom, do something!
She was right.
Where?
She was right all along. I have been so ugly in my heart, not caring for anyone or anything but myself. That is no way to lead a kingdom. I am no longer fit for the crown.
You are now, Queen Blueberry.
You woke up?
You see? There is beauty inside of you. God made you so beautiful, and you're finally beginning to see it.
You drank the wrong drink!
Turkey dinners always make me sleepy.
Well, then what happened to the real drink?
Mirror! I don't care about that crown anymore! I order you to let that girl go!
As you wish.
Wait! I should have phrased that differently.
Come on, babe!
No! Fine! You may have saved Sweet Pea, but I still have the crown!
I can shoot an acorn out of my belly button!
Where? No!
Look at what I have done.
But, Your Majesty, you had been tricked.
No. I was consumed with myself long before the mirror spoke. I made my own choices, and I have allowed everything around me to grow ugly.
What will we do now?
We will rebuild this kingdom, but we will make it truly beautiful. On the inside, as God says.
You will end the mistakes of your mother and grandmother.
And I will do it all with the help of my son and his best friend, Sweet Pea.
It's more beautiful. It's more wonderful. Like each new day before me is better than the last. It's so captivating to see what my creator sees. His love for me makes this whole world more beautiful. And I listen as God whispers, that's beautiful to me. I listen as God whispers, you're beautiful.
Blueberry found reason to wear the crown and reveal her true beauty within.
The kingdom's much brighter with God's love inside and a dream that is fit for a queen. She is fit for a queen.
great.
Okay. I know those were totally princess stories, but I think I get the picture.
Anyone can learn a thing or two from a princess story, Larry.
Snooterella learned that she was beautiful because the king, her creator, made her that way, and that's how he saw her.
And Queen Blueberry, in Sweet Pea Beauty, learned that to be the queen God wanted her to be, she needed to stop worrying so much about what she looked like on the outside and concentrate on being kind and wise on the inside.
What do you say we find out if Cordy has a verse for us today?
Sure!
And so what we learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in his book.
I don't know why Bob doesn't like this song.
It's catchy.
You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. Now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7b.
So, I shouldn't worry so much about how I look on the outside. Whether I wear the cowboy hat, or the baseball hat, or my paper sack that changes expressions.
Whoa, how's it do that?
What matters is what's on the inside. That's what God sees.
That's right, Larry.
And I'm beautiful just the way God made me.
That's right, Lauren, you sure are. By the way, I love your grill.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Always remember,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye!
Every girl, young and old, has to face her own reflection. Twirl around, stare it down. What's the mirror gonna say? With some luck, you'll measure up, but you might not hold a candle to the rest. Is that your best? Says the mirror to the mess. But there's a whisper in the noise. Can you hear? Has anybody told you you're beautiful? You might agree if you could see what I see. Oh, 'cause everything about you is incredible. You should have seen me smile the day that I made you beautiful for me. If it's true that beauty lies in the eye of the beholder, I want my life and what's inside to give him something to behold. I want a heart that's captivating. I want to hear my father. Beautiful. Has anyone